Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce some ideas around about classical music. I'm Christy Lesperance, and co-hosting with me this week is...
Hazel.
Hazel. Well, this week, we're talking about what?
Humor in music.
Okay, so far we've talked about comedic timing, teasing, physical comedy, and defying expectation in classical music. And today, what are we exploring?
Exaggeration.
Exaggeration? Exaggerating. When you tell a story and you totally exaggerate just one part of it, it becomes something totally different. For example, if you get a caricature drawn, the artist will exaggerate one part of you, like your glasses or your hair or your nose. Or you can exaggerate elements of a story. There's a comedian, Stephen Wright, who tells this joke.
Today I went into a place to eat and it said breakfast anytime. So I ordered French toast during the Renaissance.
Eric Satie has a piano piece written over 100 years ago with a French title that basically translates to dried out lobster embryo.
Ew.
Yeah, gross. You can smell it almost. At the end, he exaggerates the kind of ending that you'd expect from Beethoven. And here is Eric Satie's exaggeration. I think it's over. What do you think?
I think so, too.
That was an exaggerated ending for sure. So, Hazel, what was your favorite part of Humor Week?
I liked the defying expectations and absurdity yesterday.
Okay.
I liked that one. You got to make up the joke.
That was good timing because yesterday you wrote a joke using defied expectations. Should we read some others that came in through the text line?
Sure.
All right.
Yesterday, I asked my cat to get off the counter. He said, "You first."
The neighbor has been flying airplanes for years. Too bad he never got a pilot's license.
This morning, I was out feeding the chickens to my pet alligator.
Did you hear about the actor who got arrested? He stole the show.
Yesterday, I played with my puppy. Today, my dogs are barking. Yesterday, I played with my puppy. She told me it was an excellent activity for amusement and recreation.
Yesterday, I played with my puppy, but somehow she always beats me in fetch.
Yesterday, I was playing hide and seek with my puppy. This puppy is so active.
I like the
Yesterday, I was playing hide and seek with my puppy. Could you come over and tell him to get off the bed and that I'm hiding behind the chair?
When I was a kid, I put ketchup on everything, even meatloaf, until he filed that restraining order. Meatloaf the artist.
Thank you to the kids and a few parents who sent in jokes or got riddles correct this week. Lucy, Barbara, Alex, Scott, Lisa, Jen, and Maximilian. Thanks so much.
Congratulations.
Yay! Well, Intermezzo must be over. That went fast. If you'd like to hear some bonus content about today's discussion, head on over to intermezzoipr.org. You can also stream Intermezzo episodes there or wherever you get your podcasts. Just look for Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Christy Lesperance, producer and host of Intermezzo at Interlochen Public Radio. Thanks to Hazel, this week's co-host. Additional production help comes from Amanda Sewell and Scott Clemens. He's our digital content producer.
Listen for another Intermezzo Monday at this same time. See you then!
If you want to hear more music that uses exaggeration for humor, try this piece written by Mozart's dad, Leopold Mozart, in the 1750s, Die Bauernhochzeit, a peasant wedding for hurdy-gurdy, bagpipe, and orchestra. To make it really peasanty, he goes over the top and adds loud cheering and whistling.